From Washington, this is VOA News. Security remains high in France. Air Asia flight recorders still not recovered. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. French police increased security as they continue a massive search for a woman described as the accomplice of one of the slain suspects behind the terrorist attacks in Paris. Authorities are trying to track down 26-year-old Hayat Boumediene, the girlfriend of Amedi Coulibaly, who killed four shoppers at a Jewish deli in Paris on Friday before being shot dead by police. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more details that are coming out.
Reports from Yemen indicate al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility for the attack on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper that killed a dozen people on Wednesday. U.S. and Yemeni officials reportedly believe that one of the assailants, Saeed Kouachi, either trained or fought alongside the group in 2011. Associated Press also reports that a militant cleric has threatened more attacks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The tail section of the Air Asia plane that crashed into the Java Sea was raised from beneath the surface Saturday, but Indonesian investigators did not find the black box recorders inside. Their recovery of those cockpit voice and flight data recorders is key to learning why the plane crashed on December 28th, killing all 162 people on board. At least 16 people are reported killed in a bombing at a market in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State in Nigeria. About 20 others are reported wounded. The bomb went off around midday, and some media reports say the blast may have been triggered by a 10-year-old girl. There was no immediate claim of responsibility of that attack. Again, that occurred in midday. This is VOA News. The United States has issued a global travel warning following recent terrorist attacks by Islamic militants. In a statement Friday, the U.S. State Department said kidnappings and hostage events involving U.S. citizens have become increasingly prevalent around the world, and are urging U.S. citizens to remain at a high level of vigilance. This Saturday marks 1 week since Boko Haram seized the town of Baga in far northeastern Nigeria and began raiding nearby villages in Nigeria. Details of the violence are still coming out, and Look has a report which includes information from Karine Haruna in Maiduguri, where thousands of Baga residents have fled.
In Maiduguri, the state government has put up displaced Baga residents in newly built teachers' quarters. The federal government says it is providing assistance for 2,000 people there. The local vigilante group, the civilian JTF, keeps watch at the camp and said Friday that they had arrested three suspected Boko Haram members hiding among the IDPs. Ann Look, VOA News, Dakar.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation approving the construction of a controversial oil pipeline. VOA's William Gallo says the move followed a key court ruling that removes a major obstacle to the long-delayed project.
Friday was the 10th time since 2011 that the House has passed a bill approving the Keystone XL oil pipeline. But this time, the move is bolstered by a court decision that could make it more likely the $7 billion project moves forward. The Nebraska Supreme Court on Friday approved a route for the nearly 2,000-kilometer pipeline to cross the Midwestern state. Speaking Friday during House debate, Republican Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the president now has no reason to veto the bill, as he's promised to do.
There was a legal concern. Well, the Supreme Court dealt with that.
On Friday, a White House spokesman said the president is studying the Nebraska decision, but stressed that if the bill shows up on his desk, it will not be signed. William Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
An unmanned U.S. rocket lifted off early Saturday from Cape Canaveral in southeastern state of Florida.
Continuing the resupply chain.
At NASA's request, the Dragon spacecraft is carrying tons of food and experiments to the crew of the International Space Station. U.S. President Barack Obama says 2014 was a breakthrough year for America, and he has the evidence to back that up, he says. The president said in his weekly address on this Saturday that 2014 was the strongest year for job growth since the 1990s, with unemployment falling faster than it has in three decades. Mr. Obama said thanks to the Affordable Care Act, about 10 million Americans obtained health insurance during the past year. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.